live. We're launching into the second hour of the program, and we invite you to take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features there on the site completely free, so enjoy those on us. And coming up still tonight, your chance to win a two-pack of the Totesac, so stay tuned for that. 800-259-9231. Of course, you can bring up anything you want. Last hour, we started a top 10 list. We didn't get through the whole thing. In fact, we only got through two of the 10. So I want to pick that up again here, Michelle. The S-510, the so-called Food Safety and Modernization Act, which sounds all special, actually, of course, is designed to destroy small businesses and small farmers. So small food producers will be hurt significantly by this, while the larger food producers will have no problem absorbing the extra costs that are necessary in order to bring their businesses into compliance with all of the government regulations that are coming down the pipe here. So,
I think it's more ominous than that. You know, I don't consider myself a conspiracy person, you know, but sure, I buy into some conspiracies. And I think that the fact that there is basically a 3-day food supply in this country, because we're not really growing and producing our food anymore, and that coupled with the stringent laws about growing your own food, I think it, you know, we're really going to be set up to have
red lines.
Yeah,
I mean, it's certainly not there yet, but I can see where the people are coming from with their concerns. And the more government control over food, the worse off we're all going to be, because the way it's going is they're pushing more and more of the production of food into the hands of the big corporate conglomerates.
Monsanto and things. And,
right.
And it, you know, they're making it illegal to have heirloom seeds or to even store within this bill. You're not to store food to some degree as well. But I'll get to that part. Let me finish up with number two.
Yeah, this is the Natural News.
Natural News, Mike Adams. And so the quote-unquote reason to believe a food is contaminated is sufficient for the FDA to recall products. And, you know, one of those products is raw milk, which by definition, because it's raw, falls under their...
bacteria.
Falls under their you know, criterion of reason to believe that it may be contaminated.
So is this going to outlaw raw milk across the country?
Yes, it'll end up... Yes, it's done that. That's already been a problem with a lot of farms.
There's no doubt in different states they have different controls over raw milk, and in many cases they actually do sting operations against Amish people. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like selling milk in a parking lot. Like as though you were buying a bag of pot or something like that, having a drug dealer get into your car in the parking lot, and instead it's some Amish girls that would drive to the parking lot. There's a story about this where they actually busted these girls in the parking lot of like a Walgreens for selling raw milk. It's crazy.
Well, and you know, people want to be able to take responsibility for their own health. So, you know, back a few years ago, actually, I remember protesting about it, you know, 10 or 15 years ago, supplements. And there was a big thing about that, you know, so we can't regulate what we're ingesting into our own body now. And I think that that is really a violation of the most fundamental of your property rights, which is your own body.
Well, wasn't there concern, and maybe they've taken it out of this version of the bill, because the bill has been rewritten, so I don't claim to know what's currently in it. But wasn't there concern that they were going to be authorizing the FDA to regulate the supplements like you were talking about?
Yes. I suppose I really should have read the thing.
Well, that's
all right.
Don't worry about it. There's a lot of information out there.
And it was also going. It was also going back and forth. It says here that the FDA literally believes that there is no food, no herb, no vitamin or supplement that has any ability to prevent diseases of any kind. So, that's the FDA's, you know, approach.
They are very biased against I'm not sure what the right term is, like the natural remedies, I guess you could say. Very biased against those.
Well,
at the FDA.
Right. So pharmaceutical companies stand to benefit greatly if, you know, if you can't cure yourself through the natural herbs and
right, take a pill.
Vitamins, take a pill. That's
and
right.
the pharmaceutical companies are the ones that are paying the FDA.
Yes.
So they're the ones that are paying billions of dollars to go through, to put their drugs through the FDA's process. In many cases, as is the case with all kinds of regulatory boards, the pharmaceutical companies have their guys on the FDA's advisory board and on their executive board, and essentially it's a completely captured organization, and that tends to be how this works. If there is a regulatory agency, whether it's for the FDA at the national level or whether it's your local restaurateurs association, you will find out, or the local plumbers board, you will find out that it's staffed with the people that have been in the business, whatever the business is, for decades.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the old guard, if you will, and they are guarding against new upstarts, and they want to create regulations and controls that make it difficult for a new innovator to come into the marketplace and offer a new product or a different variation of the service at a new price and better more competition. They are against that, and that's why they create the regulations. It's not to keep you safe. It's to keep their buddies in business, in this case the pharmaceutical companies, safe from competition. Because if it turns out that, I don't know, some plant out there, I don't know what it would be, but some plant cures cancer, well, that's a real problem for the pharmaceutical companies out there.
You
I mean, from
mean
their
like
perspective.
Cannabis?
I don't know if cannabis cures cancer. It's certainly been shown to have been helpful in the cases of reducing, I believe, some sort of cancerous agents. I'm not sure.
Some cancerous agents as well as brain tumors. It's been known to shrink brain tumors.
But rather than embrace that, for whatever reason, the pharmaceutical company, rather than embracing that and saying, wow, that's great news, let's put our own version of this out on the marketplace,
mm-hmm.
they want to use the government to just crush it and only offer their after-the-fact solution, which might not even cure anything. It might just put somebody on a pill regimen.
There's synthetic pill that's really not properly digestible by your body.
Yeah. So I've got a lot of concerns with the pharmacy. I think there's a place for some pharmaceuticals, but the system is really biased in favor of them.
It ultimately should be your choice, though, what mm-hmm. you put into your body. And if the government is outlawing these, you know, food sources and supplement sources, then I believe that they're violating your right to your
now, we're not
body.
Sure if they're outlawing it in this particular bill, but there has been a lot of talk about that, and so maybe it's in here, maybe it's not. If you know better, please feel free to clue us in at 800-259-9231. But let's move on to number three, the myths, the top ten myths surrounding food safety here.
Right. That was actually about chicken. We kind of already covered chicken and mm-hmm. cleanliness in
okay.
the kitchen and everything. So number four is that S-510 will exclude and protect small farmers. The Tester Amendment, which was finally included in S-510, excludes farmers who sell less than $500,000 worth of food each year from the more onerous paperwork and compliance burdens described in the bill. But this dollar amount is not indexed to inflation, meaning that the U.S. dollar continues to lose value due to the Federal Reserve counterfeiting machine running at full speed, food prices will continue to skyrocket. And so that will shift even small family farms into that $500,000 sales range.
So if they're doing $200,000 today,
and it's not profit, it's sales.
So gross. Okay,
right, exactly.
Got it. So if they're doing $250,000 in sales per year, they're not going to qualify to fall under the regulations today because it's not indexed to inflation. And by the way, the government's index of inflation is full of it. It's not even an accurate index in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So even if it were indexed to inflation, inflation could still surpass that.
Right.
But basically, if the money supply doubles, then their price is probably going to double. I mean, that's a general statement. But their prices are going to go up.
Sure.
It's not hard in a hyperinflation situation to all of a sudden have everybody jump, you know, qualifying under this rule.
Mm-hmm. Well, in a single family farm with like just four people, that can easily reach that $500,000
right?
sales. Yes. Yes. So so that's
chump change is what you're saying.
Yes,
just right now.
It's completely a meaningless, and their profit may be $50,000 on that, 10% profit
mm-hmm.
on that.
Yeah. $50 grand. I mean, that's not a whole lot for a family
right.
to live on.
Yep.
More coming up here. Your thoughts are welcome. 800-259-9231, especially if you want to comment on the so-called food safety bill. We'll continue with some more of the things, the top 10 myths surrounding food safety and this particular bill as well. We'll get to that here. 800-259-9231. Your calls are welcome. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up in moments. Have you you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com host you.
MemberDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBIX, ZenPaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemberDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemberDealers.com.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class spigot. Absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site totally free, so enjoy those on us. Features, by the way, including archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, they're right there on the front page, the top of the website, the last week's worth. You'll find them there. And then if you click into the archive section, you'll go all the way back to late 2006. All of that is totally free. FreeTalkLive.com. And it's brought to you by HostGator, a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You can create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. And whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com host you. It's a special web portal that we've created for you, HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com. You enter their website through that link, you'll get your first month completely free. Again, HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com. As we continue here, and I don't know, Michelle's computer just broke on her, so I'm not sure if you're going to be able to pull that up. But we've been talking about this Food Safety Modernization Act, and you had for us tonight from naturalnews.com, the ranger, the health ranger, apparently.
Yes, Mike Adams.
The 10 myths surrounding food safety, or specifically this particular bill, and what it means and what it's going to do, and how it is that essentially this bill is basically geared toward putting the small food producers out of business by essentially burdening them. But, you know, they're not going to put them directly out of business. They're not just going to wave their magic politics wand and eliminate them post-with. It'll be a process. They will basically bring down burdensome regulations on these small farmers and small food producers that'll make it a lot more difficult for them to do business. Some of them are going to drop out as a result of that. Some of them that maybe, you know, they're not quite, they're just maybe just barely getting the bills paid. They're going to have too many cost increases, and they're not going to be able to handle it. They're going to go out of business, which means fewer products in the marketplace, fewer choices, less competition, and that's a bad situation all around for those of us out there that are trying to, you know, feed ourselves. They're making it harder. They're not making food safer. They're making it so food is in fewer hands. And if there are only a couple of providers of a product or service, you don't get as good a product or service as you would in an open marketplace where anybody who wants to grow watermelon and sell it on the side of the road can do that. Essentially, this is going to outlaw stuff like that.
Absolutely. And so, you know, we've seen over the last year a little girl here at the Free Keen Fest, or a flea market, I think she was at, you know, have her ice cream stand get closed down. And we saw someone.
That's right. The cops came in and shut down an 8-year-old girl.
Yeah.
From selling
I think she's
ice cream.
4, actually. And there have been several lemonade stands across the country that have been shut down. Mm-hmm. And those, you know, when I was growing up, those were that was my introduction to agorism and entrepreneurship. Yes, exactly. And so by limiting the opportunities that people have to, you know, be self-sufficient and
so
make
sad.
Use of their own talents and their property and everything, it's shameful.
There's no shortage of those stories either. It's amazing how often they come out nationwide, how often the cops will pick on a kid for running a lemonade stand. So have you been able to pull up that that resource?
Yes,
okay,
thanks.
So we're back to the 10 things.
Yes, so we're at lie number 5.
Are myths about or lies about this legislation. Go ahead.
The FDA needs more power to enforce food safety. That's
of course it's a
They
don't need to exist.
That's what they claim, is that they need more power to enforce food safety. And, you know, if you buy into the idea that there needs to be government regulation, well, you could then claim that the FDA has the power to effectively recall foods by publicly announcing a product has been found to be contaminated. You know, you can make that public service announcement, and then you just don't buy that food. And I know I used to shop at Whole Foods a lot, and despite the fact that they, you know, we're getting all their peanuts from an organic peanut farmer and, you know, what have you. When peanuts had been recalled back a year or so ago, they stopped selling their freshly made peanut butter there at the store where the peanuts would go into a grinder and you'd grind them, as well as the almond butter, too, because the almonds had been right next to the peanuts. And they because Whole Foods, you know, I love John Mackey, you know, they wanted to make sure for themselves that they could assure their consumer that, in fact, until this was done, until this had been cleared up, that they were not going to be selling any product that had been suspect of contamination, which is their prerogative. Mm-hmm. That was Whole Foods' choice. It was not required of them by the government or what have you.
Sure.
And I appreciate private industry, you know, taking the initiative and, you know, it is in Whole Foods' best interest to protect their consumer.
Absolutely. And that's, I don't know what they're going to say here to that particular claim, the idea that more regulation is needed to protect. The suggestion is almost that, well, we've got enough and that the FDA should just enforce. Is that what they're saying? The
yes,
FDA,
exactly.
Yeah, that's weak. You know, right. That's weak. Because you're absolutely right, Michelle. The reason why food is safe isn't because of the USDA or the FDA. It's because of the marketplace. Mm-hmm. And because of what you just said, that the producers and the people that are, you've got the different levels. You've got the people that are producing, the farmers and the manufacturers mm-hmm. out there. And, of course, they ship it to usually wholesalers, and then they ship it out to the food and the distribution centers, and then it goes to the stores. None of those people want anybody to get sick.
Absolutely not.
Because if they get sick, the word's going to get around about that product, mm-hmm. and then people are going to have really bad feelings about it and possibly put that business out of business. Mm-hmm. So there are several levels of safety checks that are implemented by the marketplace. A lot of the things that are done at the grocery store, you know, like behind the scenes in the grocery store, people don't even know about. They don't realize what the levels of, I mean, obviously there's things that are obvious, like the dates that are on the packages. That's an obvious one. But there are other things that they do to make sure that they're dealing with manufacturers that know what they're doing and are putting out a good, consistent, quality product. Mm-hmm. And that if you don't meet the standards of, say, you know, you name the Piggly Wiggly or Publix. I mean, they're always different
sure.
regional regional food distributors. If you don't meet their standards, their quality standards, you're not getting on their shelf. It's not like just, you know, some guy can show up with the meat off the back of his truck and get his product on the
right.
on the public shelf.
Right.
They have all kinds of standards that they're applying to the food that they're selling you. And it's the marketplace that does that because they know you can go down the street to Winn-Dixie or whatever the other competitor is in town, and you can buy food from them. And so they have to ensure that things are on the up and up.
Absolutely. And, you know, and it just goes back to the basic premise of, do you own your body? And do you have the right to put in your body what you want to put in it? And the idea that that the government is going to legislate what I can and cannot put into my body is very distressing to me at the most basic level.
Oh, absolutely. And the other question is, do you own your business? And can you decide how to run your business and do what you want with your business? And that the answer to that is no. You don't own yourself and you don't own your business. I mean, we'd like to. That's the ideal, but they don't behave in the way that they don't allow people to own themselves. They don't allow people to make decisions, and they're allowing fewer and fewer decisions to be made every day. And that's the point of this bill. It's just going to crack down on food freedom. More coming up here. We'll explain and take your calls about what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
What if you could enjoy a refreshing cigarette without worrying about your health? Great news! Now you can enjoy everything you love about a cigarette without everything you hate. It's called the VaporMate e-cig, and it's made by Smokeaway, so you know it's good. VaporMate utilizes patented microelectronic technology that mixes rich tobacco flavor with harmless water vapor. It tastes like a cigarette, smokes like a cigarette, and best of all, it calms you down like a cigarette should. And if you call in the next 30 minutes, we'll give you your VaporMate e-cig kit valued at $129 free. No more secondhand smoke, smelly clothes, hacking and coughing. Just the great flavor and calming sensation of a real cigarette you can smoke anywhere. Claim your VaporMate when you get your tobacco-flavored filters free. A $129 value, yours free. Imagine the money you'll save each month. But you must call now.
Call 800-540-7570. That's 800-540-7570. Again, 1-800-540-7570.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Calling all manufacturers from across the United States. Are you eager to have people buy your products right here at home instead of having them buy competing products made on the other side of the world? Do you want to build your business while helping boost our nation's economy at the same time? Then localmakers.com is the website for you. Our site provides an easy way for manufacturers to connect with customers within their local community as well as across the United States. From the small manufacturer who works out of their home to the large manufacturers across the U.S., localmakers.com connects customers to the closest manufacturer by simply entering their zip code. So if you make your own goods and want to expand your market, go to localmakers.com and put your products on one of our shelves. If you're not a local manufacturer but know someone who is, take advantage of the localmakers.com referral program and earn income by getting others to join. Simply go to localmakers.com and register. There's no cost to join. That's localmakers.com. Visit localmakers.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves, dial in toll free, bring up what you want at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line. We'll be live all week, by the way, just so you know, in case you're just tuning in and you are listening on the radio. If you get this show on Saturday nights, you're going to be able to hear us live on Christmas Day. We'll be live Christmas Eve as well, so stick with us all week long here. And join the fun. Phone lines are open, as always, for you at 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features totally free. So head over there and enjoy those on us, including the webcam. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com. And you can watch, you can interact as well with other listeners. You can watch us here in the studio, and then there's a chat room that's built into the same page that allows you to interact. So go to cam.freetalklive.com to do that. In fact, if you want to not go to the and watch the cam but still interact, you can. We just, as Michelle just learned during the break, you can go to chat.freetalklive.com, and that'll just take you to a full screen chat page. So if you're really into the chat thing, that's always nice.
I am teachable. It's nice to know.
You are. You're a quick learner too. cam.freetalklive.com or chat.freetalklive.com. Either one works. But the cam is brought to you by Memory Dealers, and they offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zenpaks, and X2s that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling, your source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. MemoryDealers.com. They're in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. That's Memory Dealers. .com. As we continue here, of course, we'll take your phone calls about anything, but in the meantime, we're going to continue the list of things, five lies, five myths surrounding the Food Safety and Modernization Act from naturalnews.com, and I think we're on number six.
Yes. So we've established that the FDA does not need more power. I mean, we want to abolish the FDA and, you know, ourselves, but the next one would be that fresh produce is contaminated because of a lack of paperwork. So the government is proposing that there needs to be more, you know, paperwork signed, and that will in fact ensure greater safety. So
it'll ensure the hiring of more bureaucrats.
I think 4,000 more is what they're calling for. Wow.
That's what they do, though. They do paperwork.
Right. So I guess if you want a job in government work, that you there is an opportunity for employment out there.
Oh, there sure will be. I wouldn't be able to handle it personally, but anyway, go ahead.
Well, you know, we've got these factory animal farms as opposed to the non-factory farms. And because Mike Adams is a naturalist and he supports, you know, organic farming and well, certainly not factory farming, he claims that the output of cow feces ends up in the water supply. And that's in fact what can come in contact with fresh produce. So the food contamination problem is therefore an upstream problem where you've got to reform the factory animal operations that now dominate the American meat industry. So I disagree with his position that we need the government to go in and reform the American meat industry.
You'd think these people would learn their lesson. That they're so disconnected, apparently. Like somebody like this,
yes,
who pays close attention to the way this government is attempting to, government people are trying to control his favorite industry,
mm-hmm,
the natural side of the food industry. But yet he still wants the government to get involved in other areas. You would think that that people like that would get it and would make the connection that, hey, this government is a problem everywhere it sticks its fingers.
Absolutely.
What a shame.
Well, you know, I actually was river rafting, about 13 years ago or so, mm-hmm, in California. And
when you were 12.
Yeah, when I was 12, and I had a very big spill, and I swallowed a whole bunch of water, and I got Giardia, which is parasite that's nasty.
It sounds nasty.
It is nasty, and it is caused by cow feces.
So you know, it was in the water.
Yeah, so there were farms. I mean, this is really, really clean water, but... Mm.
Or so it looked.
Yeah, it smelled clean. It looked clean. But there were, in fact, farms upstream.
Right.
And so, you know, that was... and I was given these nasty horse pills that would, you know, hopefully get rid of it. It didn't. So I was given another set of antibiotics, which just knocked me out. That didn't take care of it. So I fasted, and I drank a bunch of apple cider and for 5 days, and that got rid of it.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, you know, I'm big on natural remedies, mm-hmm, and everything. But in any case, it was my choice to go rafting there, wasn't it?
Indeed.
Yeah. So I'm glad that you pointed out, because that is where Mike Adams and I point part ways, is that he seems to want to use government to do some things, but not others. Or I mean, maybe he's what we would call maybe a minarchist.
Well,
I don't know.
And it's okay. I mean, a lot of us started at that point, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of us had that belief system in the past where, well, I don't think my business should be regulated, but those other guys.
Right.
And that's a really dangerous position to be in. And a lot of people around the world, a lot of Americans as well, they think this way. Mm-hmm. And it's that mindset that is preventing people from ever really being truly free.
Mm-hmm.
Because part of what freedom means is that everybody should be free. I mean, if
yes,
it's just you that's free, then first of all, that's not very likely. The way it mm-hmm tends to work is, well, everybody's got their areas in which they think the government should be in, and so if they all get the government in the areas they want the government to be in, then you've got government in every area of our lives, and that's what we've got today. You have to allow people. That's the killer, critical aspect here, to achieving freedom. You want to achieve freedom in your own personal life. It's great to go and live as free as possible. And you talk about doing that,
right,
and we talk about that on this show, and just and being as free as you can and ignoring as many of their stupid rules as you can and their taxes as you can. That's all good. But the system is still there, and as long as people are clamoring for control of their neighbor, as long as there's something that their neighbor is doing that they disagree with, and they can't stop advocating that their neighbor be controlled in some way, mm-hmm, then they'll never have the control lifted from them. And until you're finally ready to allow your neighbors who are doing weird things you disagree with, mm-hmm, to do those weird things that you disagree with, whatever it might be,
mm-hmm,
as long as it's peaceful
And it's not harming anyone.
Right, as long as nobody's being harmed against their will, mm-hmm. I mean, you can still be harmed, you know, by your own choice. You want to get into a duel, that's fine. It's your business. Go wrestle a gator. I mean, whatever. You can subject yourself to as much harm as you want to, but if you're harming others, that's a problem. Mm-hmm. But they have to get over that hump of being either indifferent about other people's freedoms or, worse, calling for their freedoms to be curtailed. Because as long as you're out there calling for somebody's freedoms to be curtailed, mm-hmm. somebody else will be doing the same thing to you. They will take that personally, and they will come back, and they will strike back against you. And it's really just the cycle of violence. And people don't see it that way. They just, this is safety. This is food safety.
Right. There's that side of it, and then there's also the argument that I've heard only since 9/11 and the USA Patriot Act. And that, you know, it doesn't have anything to do with food, but it has to do with personal freedoms. And that is that, you know, people don't seem to mind their property being rifled through or the government being in their homes with cameras and things, or cameras on the streets and the eyes everywhere watching us. People claim that they have nothing to hide. So it's okay.
Search my house.
Right. You know, and just that idea that
the docile police state kind of attitude.
Yeah.
Do whatever you need to me. And whatever you need to do to make us safe. So, yeah, there are a lot of attitudes that are very dangerous to freedom out there. But I think one of the big ones is people need to start allowing their neighbors. Or as Dr. Mary Ruart would put it, honoring your neighbor's choice.
Yes.
You don't have to agree with it, but you should at least allow people to make their choices.
Mm-hmm.
And people, until they're ready to let go of that, will continue to find themselves controlled. That's one of the most powerful points she makes in her book, Healing Our World, which I highly recommend. If you haven't read it, definitely check it out. You can get it for free over at book.freekeen.com. You can get it in free audiobook form there. I think there's also a PDF as well, or the Kindle version as well. All of it free over at book.freekeen.com. As we continue here with your calls, your thoughts, you can bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. More about the food bill come up here in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that, in 2011, we'll witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica19.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, it's endofamerica19.com. That's the numeral 19. That's endofamerica, the numeral 19.com.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoodsDirect has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday price packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a six-month bulk supply in 10 cans. And the second is a 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now, for a limited time, when you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633. or visit them at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We can get the features on the site for free. And again, that's freetalklive.com, by the way. If you've ever considered taking your case to court without an attorney, you need to know about jurisdictionary.com. It's, of course, for people who don't have a lawyer but need to know what it takes to win, and people with lawyers that want to minimize their legal fees, because if you know what the lawyer is supposed to be doing, well, then you can catch them when they're doing things they're not supposed to be and stop them from charging you more than you need to be charged. So get jurisdictionary.com. It's a 4-CD course. You can go through it in a single weekend. In fact, claim is that an average 8th grader can go through that 4-CD course in a single weekend. It works for plaintiffs or defendants. It costs less than an hour with any good attorney. So get on over to jurisdictionary.com and get yourself one today. That's jurisdictionary.com. As we continue here, we go to Ray in Washington. We're talking about the Food Safety, so-called Safety and Modernization Act, and Michelle's going down a list of 10 things. There are 10 myths, 10 lies regarding it. Ray is on the line in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Michelle.
Hi, Ian. Hi, Michelle. Ray here.
Hello.
What's on your mind tonight, Ray?
Hey, you know, where I live here in Washington, there's a small family creamery. They have a bunch of kids, and they run a little dairy goat cheese making. It's called Estrella Family Creamery, and you can see them on the Internet just by typing in their name.
Mm-hmm.
And the FDA shut them down for some of their cheese making, and nobody ever got sick from any of their cheese, and the finer restaurants are all supporting them, and people locally have been backing them, too.
But they're being shut down because they don't have a permit, or what?
No, they have permits and all that. In fact, they have what is known as a cave where you put cheese and stuff like that when you're making this kind of stuff, and they seized all the cheese. They won't let them sell any of the cheese out of their cave, so people have stepped in and started paying for the cheese and not taking orders, just to save the small family.
Is this the same family who had all of their computers seized and everything from their home?
Yeah, I think that is the case. They've really been after it. It's called Estrella. It's E-S-T-R-E-L-L-A, Family Creamery.
So you're saying that people are just coming by and basically ordering things they can't even get because they just want to give them money to keep them afloat?
Yeah, if people are supporting them, just trying to keep their dairy, you know, in business so they can get past this, it's an FDA that shut them down, and they went out and seized, and it's just really nasty, nasty folks. But
they are nasty people, you're absolutely right. And then there's the story out of California where there was a natural food store that was raided. They had their raw milk taken.
There's two or three of these creameries, these small family places where they're going after, and the way I see it is they're trying to shut them down from more or less going right to the public and holding up the big cheese suppliers and, you know, like Kraft and all these other ones. And
absolutely.
The thing about this food thing, and I myself, am now even considering getting goats. Now, I live on a 40-acre farm, and have apple trees and have a huge garden. You know, it's funny, you may have thought years ago, I'll grow some food to save money, but now you're growing food to save your life. Because the food out there, no telling what's in this stuff.
Between the chemicals and the additives and the hormones, it's garbage.
Yeah, melamine in food, you know, that's on the face of my cabinets. Mm-hmm. I'm sure not thinking about eating that stuff. And here you see that stuff coming out of China. And I just think, you know, of course, I've always been, since 79, an old Mother Earther. But, geez, this has really gotten bad. We used to do it to save money. Now, like I say, we're doing it to save our lives. Because in these small dairies, or anybody who's raising has any raw milk or any fresh meats or anything like that, you can see that they're coming after them to put them out of business from supplying us with the food. It's either going to be the giant corporations of Monsanto, and these others. And if you take a look, now you were on the West Coast, Michelle, weren't you?
Yes, I was raised in Oregon and California.
So did you ever see a newspaper called the Capital City Press?
I don't recall that, no.
It's a newspaper designed just for small farmers and farmers through the western states of Washington, Oregon, California, Nevada, Idaho, and those areas. Hmm. And the amount of stuff coming from Monsanto to shut down small farmers who don't want to buy their seed. And they are not only just going after them there. If you buy your own seed and they have a seed field next to theirs or some kind of crop of theirs, and that self-pollinates over into your field, and they find out that you sold any of that seed from the field across the street, you can't stop that pollination from coming across.
Yep.
They come after you and sue you, and you know, it's funny.
And they use the patent law to go after you as well, and so it's basically the government, the U.S. federal government, is enabling what you're talking about, that by the existence of the patent law, that this Monsanto company would be able to patent seeds.
Right.
Would be able to patent genomes and things like that.
Yeah, take away our food seed. But when they come after you, they come after you, and they're such a huge company with so much money and so many lawyers. And here you're a small family farm. They had a guy who was washing seeds, who was just kind of cleaning seeds up, you know, so he'd been doing this for years, and Monsanto came after. They hit him so hard, and he was such a small player, they crushed him. The guy had to do
whatever.
Yeah,
even if you're in the right, it can be very difficult to defend yourself against something like that.
Well, the former Monsanto guy, Michael Taylor, was appointed by Obama to be the FDA food safety czar.
What a shock.
You know, this is how bad it is in the business that I'm in used equipment business, like tractors and stuff. If I bring in a tractor and paint it green and yellow, do you know it gets seized at the border? Because John Deere owns the color green and yellow.
No, I didn't know that. That's
no, well, I would think that you just like the,
I would just think that you liked the Oregon Ducks, which, you know, would be a good thing.
No,
hey, Ray,
no.
thanks for the call tonight.
Now,
I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. So we're continuing here on the list of 10 lies that, or 10 myths that are propagated regarding this particular food safety bill, which is really just going to hurt the little guy, but go ahead.
All right, we're at number 7, and that is that the American people are dying in droves from unsafe fresh food. Well, you know, to go along with what Ray was saying regarding, you know, the garbage that is added to our food now and the hormones and things like that, it's processed food that's laced with chemicals and you know, gross stuff that is, you know, causing obesity and all of the those disease-related, food-related diseases. Not, in fact, that it's unsafe or not clear, not that it's unclean, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Yeah, and... The idea that people are dying left and right from a dirty tomato or something like that, I just don't see it.
Right. But anywhere between 100,000 and 240,000 die from pharmaceutical-related deaths each year. So
that's true.
Right. So
yeah,
got,
a properly prescribed prescription medication,
right.
I believe. Is,
so we've got 1,000 people that have died from salmonella and foodborne, you know, illnesses, and 100 to 200 times that amount that are dying from pharmaceutical, and yet somehow
they're focusing on the food.
Exactly.
As the problem, sure. Because again, they're doing this the same reason they're doing the the Consumer Product Safety Commission created this huge piece of legislation that passed last, I think it was last year or a couple of years ago, and it went into effect, I believe, earlier this year, that is going to put out put small toy manufacturers out of business because of the same kind of situation where they're increasing the regulations in general, and the regulations apply heavily to the smaller businesses because they don't have the army of lawyers to defend against this stuff. It's just so sad to watch all of this happening. And, of course, people are so – the worst, the saddest part is that people are so obedient. They're so docile that they will just accept it. Oh, well, I guess we'll just have to do what the government says.
And I would argue that that's because there's fluoride in the water making everyone docile.
Oh, you're one of those, are you?
I am.
She gets together with Sam. Yeah, the fluoride in the water thing, maybe there's something to it. At least up here, they don't actually put it in the water.
That's
here.
That's right. I have well, and I have filters.
But people are docile here, too, so how do you explain that?
I think that people are much less docile here in New Hampshire than
don't you think, though,
anywhere else.
That has to do with culture, not the water supply.
Sure.
And it really has to do with the government education system, more so than anything else. Wouldn't you agree? I mean, to pawn it off on a chemical in the water, I think, is pretty weak. It makes more sense to me to say that.
I'm not saying that. That's entirely due to
right.
the
it's the 13
water.
Years of minimum government indoctrination
that beats people down.
Right,
and here in New Hampshire, you've got just this attitude of self-sufficiency and self-reliance that you don't have in many of the other states.
They are the Granite Staters.
Within the farming community, those farms have been subsidized for so long and on the government's hit that there is this direct correlation between, you know, the farmer and Big Brother, or, you know, the government essentially feeding them and allowing them to subsidize.
We will come back with more here in moments at 800-259-9231. Hour number three is next. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Pure Life Water, helping you drink better and live better by providing a zero-calorie alternative to sugary drinks. Visit us at nestle-purelife.us. When kids are playing, they often don't want to stop to keep hydrated. So send them out with a bottle of water and encourage them to take frequent drink breaks or call them inside for a quick sip. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.